Exclusive. Rep. Cloud, Senator Risch introduced legislation blocking federal gun registry. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 16, 2025. Representative Michael Cloud, RTX, and Senator Jim Risch, RID, introduced legislation Thursday to block the formation of any federal gun registry. The legislation, titled No Registry Rights Act, is designed to protect Second Amendment rights while also addressing the overreach of the ATF, as witnessed under the Biden administration. On February 1, 2022, Breitbart News pointed to a report showing the ATF has a database in which the agency had accumulated details on well over 900 million firearm purchases by Americans. According to the Washington Free Beacon report, the ATF disclosed to lawmakers that it manages a database of 920,664,765 firearm purchase records, including both digital and hard copy versions of these transactions. At that time, Cloud investigated the ATF's record collection and warned that the Biden administration could use the accumulated information to launch a gun registry. Cloud told the Free Beacon, "A federal firearm registry is explicitly banned by law. Yet, the Biden administration is again circumventing Congress and enabling the notably corrupt ATF to manage a database of nearly a billion gun transfer records. Under the president's watch, the ATF has increased surveillance on American gun owners at an abhorrent level. The Biden administration continues to empower criminals and foreign nationals while threatening the rights of law-abiding Americans. It's shameful, and this administration should reconsider its continued attacks on American gun owners." Cloud and Risch are now putting forward the No Registry Rights Act to head off this monstrosity, noting that during Biden's second year as president, his administration finalized a rule requiring federal firearm license holders to retain records permanently, overturning decades of policy that allowed these records to be destroyed after 20 years. This new rule, combined with the ATF's zero-tolerance policy, a policy which has forced the closure of many gun-related stores due to simple clerical errors, results in more records coming to ATF, records that could be used to grow the agency's database. Cloud's office noted that when an FFL's records come to the ATF, they are stored indefinitely in the agency's out-of-business records imaging system, OBRIS, database, laying the groundwork for a federal gun registry. Related flashback: A.W.R. Hawkins, DEM's solution to failed gun control is more gun control. The No Registry Rights Act addresses this perilous situation by forcing the deletion of records currently possessed by the ATF and preventing the collection of future records. The Act does this by 1. Requiring the ATF to delete all existing firearm transaction records, dismantling the current database; 2. Allowing FFLs to destroy transaction records when they go out of business, preventing further accumulation by the ATF; 3. Prohibiting any federal agency from creating or maintaining a firearms registry in the future. Cloud said, "The Second Amendment is a cornerstone of individual liberty, and no administration, Republican or Democrat, should have the ability to compile a list of law-abiding gun owners. The Biden administration's backdoor attempts to create a federal firearms registry are a clear threat to Americans' privacy and constitutional freedoms. The No Registry Rights Act will dismantle the ATF's existing database and ensure such a registry can never be implemented." Risch said, "The ATF's excessive overreach has gone unchecked for too long. Idaho's law-abiding gun owners should not be subject to an already illegal federal firearms registry. The Second Amendment is not conditional to a list of guns in circulation and their owners. All law-abiding Americans have the undeniable right to keep and bear arms. My No Registry Rights Act will safeguard this essential liberty for generations to come." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, or Hawkins at Breitbart.com.